Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parshas Yisrael. That's Perek Yutes, Pasuk Zayin. And we had just learned that the Bnei Yisrael had encamped by our Sinai, and preparations were about to get underway for Kabbalah Satara. The Pasuk tells us, Vayavai Moshe, and Moshe came, Vayikral Zekneom, and he called all the elders of the nation, Vayasim Lefnehem, and he put in front of them, Eis Kol Dvarim O'ele, all these things, Asher Tzivah Hashem, that Hashem had commanded him, Vayanu Kolam Yachtav Vayamru, and all the nation answered together, and they said, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Naaseh, everything that Hashem says we shall do. Vayashev Moshe Sdivrei Am El Hashem, and Moshe took the words of the nation back to Hashem, and he told him what the nation said. Vayar Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Hinei Anichi Ba'i Lecha Ba'av Hanan, behold, I will come to you in the thickness of a cloud, Ba'avur Yishma'am B'dabir Yirmach, so that the nation can hear when I speak to you, V'gam B'cha Yaminu Le'olam, and also in you they're going to believe forever. Vayagin Moshe Sdivrei Am El Hashem, and once again, Moshe Rabbeinu took the words of the nation and told them to Hashem. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Ches. Vayashem Moshe Sdivrayam. Moshe Rabbeinu responded with the words of the nation, and he told what the nation had said to Hashem. B'yem HaMachras, the next day, Shu Yem HaShlishi, that's the third day, Shrei Bashkama Allah. Again, remember, Moshe Rabbeinu went up early in the morning, and now Rashi explains, V'chitzar Chaya Moshe L'Hashiv, did Moshe Rabbeinu really need to go back to Hashem to say what the Bnei Israel had responded? Of course, Hashem knows. El HaBakas L'medcha Derech Eretz V'Moshe, the Pasuk is coming to teach us the proper way to act from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shaloi Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, Hayol V'yadei HaMisha Shalachani, for sure the one that sent me knows what the Bnei Israel said. Hashem knows everything, Eini Tzarech L'Hashiv. I don't have to respond to Hashem, tell them exactly what the Bnei Israel had said. He went and he told Hashem exactly what the Bnei Israel said, and that is the proper way to act. Pasuk Tesen Rashi, Ba'av Ha'anan, Hashem said, I'm going to come to you in the thickness of the cloud. B'ma'avei Ha'anan, Zehu Ha'rafel, this is the fog that enveloped the mountain. V'gam B'chan, even in you, Hashem said, Gam B'nevim Ha'bayim Acharecha, which means even in all the Nevim that come after you, the Bnei Yisrael are going to trust. V'yagein Moshe, B'yam HaMachras, again the next day, Shu Revi L'Chedesh, which was the fourth of the month, he responded with what the Bnei Yisrael had answered him. Es Divrei Ha'am, Tshuva Al Davar Zeh Shamatim Hem, he heard a response and an answer from them in regards to what Hashem had said. They want to hear it directly from you, Hashem. There's no comparison hearing something from a messenger than hearing it from the king himself. We would like to see our king ourselves, and therefore we want to hear it directly from Hashem and not from Moshe Rabbeinu. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod. So now that we know that the Bnei Israel wanted to hear directly from Hashem, Hashem said to Moshe, Lech el am, go to the nation, you shall sanctify them today and tomorrow, and they shall wash their garments, and they shall be prepared for the third day, because on the third day Hashem will come down in front of all the nation on Har Sinai, and you shall make boundaries for the nation around the mountain, saying, you shall be very careful from going up the mountain, and even touching the edge of it, whoever touches the mountain shall surely die. A hand shall not touch it. He shall either be stoned or be cast down in behema im ish. If it's an animal or man, he is not going to live. When there's a horn blast that sounds for a very long time, then they could go up on the mountain. Let's take a look at Rashi, Pasuk Yud, V'yomer Hashem el Moshe, Im Kein, if so, Shema'az Kikin L'daber Imam, then now I'm forced, meaning I'm going to come down and I'm going to speak to them, Lechal Am. So then you have to go to the nation and you have to instruct them as follows. V'kidashtam, V'zimantam, you shall prepare them, Shechinu Atzmam Hayom U'machar, they shall prepare themselves today and tomorrow. Yud Alef in Rashi, V'hayu Nuchaynim, Muvdan Me'isha, what does it mean they should prepare themselves? They have to separate themselves from their wives, Layam HaShlishi, the third day, Shehushishi V'chaydesh, that's the sixth day of Sivan, B'chamishi Bana Moshe Asa Mizbeach, on the fifth day, Moshe Rabbeinu built a Mizbeach, Tachas Ahar, right at the base of the mountain, Ushtei Mesri Matzeva, and 12 pillars, Kol Ha'inyan Arma Parshas Ve'el Mishpatim, all of this it's said over in Parshas Eila Mishpatim, Ve'ein Moktem Ocher B'Tayra, and there's no chronological order in the Torah, so we're actually missing part of the puzzle, and that's going to be taught later in the Torah. Le'ene Kol Am, says Rashi, in front of the eyes of all the nation. What does that mean? Malam Shalai Ha'ibahem Suma, that teaches that no one was blind, Shenisrapu Kulam, everyone was healed. So if someone was blind, he was able to see. That means La'ene Kola'am, everyone was actually able to see what was going on. And Apostle Yud Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded, V'higbal Ta, you shall make a border, Kival Lahem Techum L'Simin, you have to make certain boundaries for a Simin, Shloik Rumin Agvul V'Hala, they're not allowed to come any closer from this border and inwards. Leimar saying, Hagvul Aymer Lahem, the border is telling them, Hishamru me'alais mikan v'hala, should be very careful, don't go any further than this point. V'atem tazhir malkach, and you should warn them about this. V'negai b'katzeu, afilu b'katzeu, you can't even touch the edge of the mountain. Pasuk Yud Gimel tos, anyone that touches it is going to get skila, or he's going to be cast down. Skip the first two Rashis. The third Rashi in the Pasuk tells us, b'mshech ha-yoyvel, kishayim shech ha-yoyvel kol arach, when the yoyvel, the horn sounds, a very long sound, Hu Simon, Silika Shina Vasakasakal, that's the sign that the Shekhinah had left, and now the voice has stopped. The Kimishan is Stalik. And once Hashem has left, Hamer Shalalis, then they're allowed to go up the mountain. Hayoival, what exactly is a Yoival? Hu Shafer Shal Isle. This is a horn that comes from a ram. Shekin Ba'aravya Karn Ledichra Yoivla. In Arabia they call a ram a Yoivla. V'shofar shel Eish l'Yitzchakaya. This is actually referring to the shofar of the ram that we know was found by Avram during Akedas Yitzchak. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yudalad. Vayerud Moshe min ha'har el ha'am. And Moshe Rabbeinu descended from the mountain to the nation. Vayekadesh es ha'am, vayechapsusim lo'sam. And he sanctified the nation, and they washed their clothing. Vayemer el ha'am, and he said to the nation, Heyu nechanim l'shlesh esamim. You shall be prepared for 3 days. Al tikshu elisha, do not come close to a woman. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yudalad, min ha'har el ha'am. He went directly from the mountain to the nation. Malam, this teaches us, shaloi hayav Moshe painel asakav. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't turn and start taking care of everything he needs to take care of, his personal affairs. El min ha'har el ha'am, directly from the mountain to the nation. Pasuk desvav in Rashi, hayu nechanim l'shlesh yamim, you shall be prepared for 3 days. L'soif shlesh yamim, till the end of 3 days. Hu yam revi, which really means the fourth day. Shahaisif Moshe yamechan midaitai, Moshe Rabbeinu actually added on an extra day, because Hashem had said, they shall be prepared for 2 days, and on the third day I'm going to come. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu said, be prepared for 3 days, and on the fourth day Hashem's going to come. Kedivrei Rabbi Yosi, that's what Rabbi Yosi says. Lodivrei Omer, and according to the one that says, Vashisha b'chadesh nitnu aseres hadibros, there was really only on the sixth day of the month, that's when the aseres hadibros were given. Lo ha'isef Moshe klum, Moshe Rabbeinu did not add anything on. U'l'shleshes yamim, so then what does the pasuk mean? U'l'shleshes yamim, k'may la'yayim hashlishi, that's the same thing, meaning on the third day. I'll take Shu'alisha, kol shleshes yam halalu, all 3 days, Kadeshu Anashim Tavlis Liam Ashlishi, so that the women can go to the mikvah on the third day, Vitiyenal Tyrus the Kabbal Tyra, and they also could be pure in order to accept the Tyra. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Dezayin. Vahibayam Ashlishi, and it was on the third day, Biyais Habakir in the morning, Vahikalai Subrakim, and there was thunder and lightning, Vahanan Kaved Alaar, and a thick cloud on the mountain, Vahkal Shofar Chazak Ma'id, and the sound of the Shofar was very strong, Vaharad Kala Amashir Machane, and all the nation that was in the camp trembled, Vahitse Moshe Sohamli Krasul Kimina Machane, and Moshe went out with the nation to greet Hashem from the camp, and they stood at the base of the mountain. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Tazayin. B'yosa Biker, Malamis teaches us that Hashem actually preceded them. He came first. This is not usual for people to do so. That the Rebbe should wait for his Talmud. We find the same thing by Echeskel. Hashem commanded him, go out to the valley, and I got up and I went out to the valley, and the honor of Hashem was already standing there. So we see Hashem got there before Klal Yisrael. Hashem got there before Yecheskel Anavi. Pasuk Yedzayin Rashi Likras Olekim. They went out to greet Hashem. Magid, this teaches us Shashchina Yotzel Likrasam, that Hashem, the Shechina, went to greet them. Kechasin Ayotzes Likras Kala, just like a Chasin goes to greet the Kala. V'zeu Shenamar says in the pasuk Hashem Misinei Ba. Hashem came from Sinai. V'loy Namar doesn't say LeSinei Ba. He came to Sinai. He came from Sinai. He actually went out to greet the Bnei Yisrael. B'tachti Sahar, Fipshutai, the basic understanding of this is Biragli Ahar at the foot of the mountain. Medrasha in the Medrash is this very famous Shenitla Shahar Mem Kaimai, that the mountain was uprooted from its place, V'nichbalim Kegigas, and it was overturned over them like a barrel, and they were actually underneath the mountain. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches, V'har Sinai Oshan Kulai, and Har Sinai was completely enveloped in smoke, B'bnei Asher Yirad Olav Hashem Bo'esh, because Hashem had descended upon it in fire, V'yal Ashanoi Ke'ashan HaKivshan, and its smoke went up like the smoke of a furnace, V'yacharad Kol Armoid, and the entire mountain trembled very much, V'hi Kol HaShofar Halech V'chazek Ma'od, and the sound of the shofar was getting stronger and stronger, Moshe Daber Moshe spoke, V'elokim Yanenu B'koil, and Hashem answered him with a koil. Let's take a look at Rashi Pasuk Yud Ches, and we'll jump to the second Rashi. Kivshan shall sid. This is talking about a lime furnace. Yachol kekivshan zev lo yaser. You might think there's only the same amount of smoke that comes out of a lime furnace and nothing more than that. Talmud Loimer, that's why the Pasuk tells us, Bayer bo'esh ad lev ha-shamayim. It was burning in fire until the heart of the shamayim. Ma Talmud Loimer kivshan. So why does it say kivshan? L'saber sa'ezen. This is really just to accustom your ear, ma shehi yuchay l'shmaya, to what it's able to understand. mentioned, Noisan Labrias, Simon Hanikarlehem, the Pasuk is just trying to give us some sort of sign that we can compare it to. We don't know what that means, that it was burning in fire until the heart of Shemayim. So therefore the Pasuk says, it's like the fire in a lime pit, it's that type of smoke, but it was really more than that. Kayetabai, similarly we have Ka'ariya Yishag, that Hashem cried out like a lion, and Rashi continues explaining what that means that he cried out like a lion. Obviously he was stronger than that, but again it was just Lasabras Aizen to accustom our ear to understand what's going on. Pasuk Yitesen Rashi, Hailech v'chazek ma'id. It was getting stronger and stronger. Minik hedyet, when we're dealing with a regular person, calls machu marchot kaya, as he continues to blow a long, sustained blast, koyel machlash v'kaya, so his voice and his blast gets weaker and weaker. Aval kan, but over here, hailech v'chazek ma'id, it was actually going, getting stronger and stronger. V'lomakach metchila, so why did it start out weak and get stronger and stronger? Why didn't it just start out like this great, big, giant, loud blast? So Rashi tells us, L'sabra z'nei ma'ashi yachayim l'shmaya, in order to custom their ears to what they can actually hear. If it started out as this huge blast, what it was all the way at the end, so then we don't know what would have happened. That's why it started out slow and low and became stronger and stronger. Moshe Yedaber, Rashi says, Moshe spoke, K'shehaya Moshe Medaber, Mashmiah HaDibros L'Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu would speak and he would tell over all the Dibros to B'nai Yisrael, then Hashem would respond. What does that mean? Sharei L'Shom P'yagvur El Anechi V'loi Yelecha. They only heard the first two Dibros from Hashem. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Messiah Losses by Koyach Lios Koyle Magbir V'Nishma. Hashem helped Moshe Rabbeinu in order that his voice should be able to project to everyone in Klal Yisrael so they could hear the remaining eight Dibros from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yanenu B'Koyle, Rashi says, Hashem would answer or respond to him in a voice. Yanenu Al Dvar HaKoyle, had to respond to him over the matter of the voice. Again, as Rashi had explained in the previous Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu would speak and Hashem would project his voice and then Hashem would give him another Dibra to say over. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the sixth Aliyah that has the actual Aseres HaDibros in it. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.